Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. What's up? Welcome to the Smarts List with your host, a.k.a. the man, the myth, the legend, Chris S. Fleming. And I just want to give everybody a heads up tonight. I will be doing my show with a little calmer tonight because I'm at my grandmother's house and she does not like to be disturbed and she is sleeping right now. So out of respect for her, I will be a little calmer, but at the same time, I will try to still give you that same charismatic flavor that everybody seems to love and enjoy on this show. Now, first off, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve. I did. I went out with my boys. You know, we drank a little bit of alcohol, and me being in Memphis, we headed down to Beale Street for a little bit, hung out, saw the guitar drop, do stuff like that, and then, just headed home. But now it is a new year, and it is time for, I'm not going to say fresh start because everybody's saying that. And any of you that out there listening to this right now know that 90% of you are not going to keep your New Year's resolutions, and most of you are probably full of fucking bullshit. Yes, I'm saying that. Yes, that's him. You guys will get over it because it's true. So anyway, did anybody see Monday Night Raw this past week? The final Monday Night Raw of the year 2013. Ooh, had some pretty nice surprises, including Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatts is something I did not expect. I literally did not expect. But I'm sure he have, you know, smart marks are saying right now, oh my gosh, Daniel Bryan, you know, he deserves to be pushed, you know, this is so true, you know, the fans keep chanting yes, yes, yes. Yes, and the WWE just doesn't seem to give a shit at all. They don't pay attention to it. They don't give him the championship at all. They don't give a damn. Hey, Smart Marks, let me give you a little heads up. You know how Daniel Bryan said that the WWE does not give a shit? How much you got, how much the fans chant? Yes, they're still, you know, fucking around with him and they're still burying him and all that shit. You know what that is? Isn't that what you internet dumbasses like to call a shoot? Because that's what it is. You guys are being worked. You guys are saying, you guys act like you're smart and you guys can't, you know, be tricked and all that shit, but you guys are actually, you know, really the easiest for the wrestlers to work. You guys are easiest for the wrestlers to trick. You guys are easiest for the wrestlers to turn from smart marks to just straight marks. It doesn't matter if you are a smart mark at all. As long as you watch the TV show and go to the shows and scream and cheer at them, you are a mark. I do not care how you like to put it. I don't care how anybody out there likes to put it.
Oh, I'm not a mark. Oh, I'm not a mark. You know, marks are stupid. Marks are stupid. I'm not a mark.
Hey, how can you not be a mark when you have a poster of Triple H sitting in your room and you have probably some shit autograph from either a mainstream wrestler or an indie wrestler? And you're going to tell me you're not a mark? Are you fucking stupid? You guys are fucking full of shit, all right? Let me tell you what, let me explain the thing about Mark. I'm a Mark. We're all Marks, okay? Being Marks is what made us wrestling fans, all right? You know what a Mark is? A Mark is a fan, a wrestling fan, okay? A Mark is not some stupid shit that somebody, you know, whoever the fuck spiked your eggnog or spiked your alcohol on New Year's Eve or whatever, you know, what you think it is. It's not that, all right? A Mark is a wrestling fan. A Mark is a fan. And if you ask me, the wrestlers will rather perform in front of 15,000 screaming marks in a full sold-out arena than 12 smart marks saying,
"Oh, you deserve to be pushed. You're being buried. Why are you jobbing? John Cena can't wrestle. He buries people. Your work rate sucks. CM Punk has a better work rate. You only have 5 moves. You know that bullshit?"
Yeah. So, anyway. Anyway, about Daniel Bryan, yes, about a lot of you are saying Daniel Bryan is being, you know, buried and shit. Let me tell you something. Daniel Bryan is doing just fine, okay? And even, this is especially the John Cena haters, even John Cena has gone out of his way to put Daniel Bryan over, okay? You guys say he puts nobody over? John Cena, I'm pretty sure, vouches more than enough for Daniel Bryan backstage. And I'm sure that he says Daniel Bryan, you know, is the thing. And the WWE, I'm sure the WWE has seen that, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure Daniel Bryan has a majority of the people backstage that love him and want to see him be pushed. Okay, and Daniel Bryan has it.
It's not the wrestling skills that get him where he is. It's his connection with the crowd. It's that yes, no, yes, no, yes, no that we hear every night. That's his connection with the crowd. That's why he's over. And it's his time now. So it's like Mike Work said in his commentary, you know, a few days ago that he posted before the new year. If you actually saw Daniel Bryan's paychecks for merchandise sales and ticket sales and all this shit, if you've seen his paychecks, you would not be thinking he's getting buried at all. Matter of fact, if you ever meet him one day, if you ever get into a position where you can use entire terms around wrestlers, why don't you ask Daniel Bryan if he thinks that he's burying him? Because if you say to him that you think that WWE is burying him, I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10 he's going to think you're fucking full of shit. But anyway, enough about Daniel Bryan for now. Let's go on to some stupid shit that I'm seeing, that I'm noticing. You guys know how people complain that John Cena comes back and gets a title shot handed to him and says he doesn't deserve it and all this shit. But yet, we got a guy like Brock Lesnar who's coming back, and he's getting the title shot handed to him, and people are going and shit for it. You wrestling fans, you smart marks, are looking, once again, making yourselves look like fools. You're once again making yourselves look like the hypocrites that you are. Man, when you guys, like, seriously got to stop proving me right? Gosh, man, I don't know. I don't know, this is some of the biggest fucking morons I've ever seen. Would you guys agree? Would anybody agree with me? Yeah, I guess so. But, and then everybody complains about The Rock coming back and getting a title shot. And then I guess some people went up shaking shit over that too. So, John Cena comes back and gets the title shot handed to him. It's the worst thing in the world. Brock Lesnar comes back and gets the title shot handed to him. It's horrible. It's the best thing ever. Hypocrites. And anybody that is listening to this right now, especially the people that are on my Facebook, whether it be somebody that knows me, somebody that hates my opinion, and somebody that tries to hide behind, quote, freedom of speech. Let me tell you something about freedom of speech, all right? Freedom of speech is something that morons use when they can't back up their opinion, okay? If you want to scream freedom of speech, go bury yourself in a hole, all right? The second you start screaming to me freedom of speech, the argument is done, okay? You got that? If you're going to have an opinion, back your shit up, okay? I've got to respect the goddamn thing. You hear me? If you don't need to respect my opinion, you respect my opinion. I'll respect your opinion if you can back it up. Respect is not given, it's earned, all right? You will not give my respect unless you have a valid reason for why you think this or you think that or you think this or you think that. I don't give a shit what anybody says. And I know there's going to be a ton of you saying, well, you don't respect anybody's opinions. You always think you're right. You always think you're above everybody. Well, you think you're better than everybody. It's freedom of speech, man. It's freedom of speech. No. You are a fucking retard if you think that excuse is going to work time and time and time and time again, because the more serious debates that you get into, whether it be professional wrestling or football or basketball, Congress, presidential elections, politics, all that shit, the more serious debates that you get into with people, the more you're going to have to be able to back your shit up, okay? You cannot sit there and talk out of your ass and say something stupid for anything, whether it is hide behind freedom of speech, okay? And that's what smart marks are mostly known for doing, hide behind freedom of speech and saying, you need to respect my opinion. I told you, you want me to respect your opinion, you earn it, all right? You hear me? Earn it. That's the last thing I remember. Respect is not given, it is earned. You want to know how I got to participate in, you know, an actual independent wrestling show by working security, which was a huge blessing for me and stuff like that, you know? I respected the guys. You know, I showed that I was a wrestling fan. I showed that I respected them. I showed that I have a ton of respect for the business. I showed that I am willing, that I have a ton and ton of passion for what they do, and I love them for what they do. And each time I meet any of them, each time I met them, I shook their hands, I hugged them, I talked to them, I had conversations with them, I was down there with them, I was humble, I was nice, I was not cocky. I didn't act like I knew it all, okay? And when I do talk about things that really fans should not be talking about, I usually make sure that it's usually after I try to understand what I am talking about, okay? I try to understand the things I'm talking about before I talk about it, okay? Smart marks don't do that. Get it? Smart marks act like they know about the wrestling business, but they don't. They like to pretend they do. You know, I see my good buddy Quan Chang, who's, you know, a great teacher to everybody, you know, that I've seen, anybody that we've been around, I've been in a locker room with, you know, or seen on the independent wrestling level. He's been a great teacher to them. I see them disrespecting him. I see them calling him out. And then just yesterday, you know, another one of my favorite independent wrestlers and one of my heroes on any level, I'm not going to give his name out, but I'll just call him by his indie name, Riot, who I, you know, have as a friend on Facebook. He posted a status saying he's sick of keyboard warriors and keyboard cowboys and people who hide behind keyboard and talk shit, something like that. That's what half of you smart marks seem to do. A lot of you, like this, you guys can't back up your opinion, so when somebody comes up with an opinion that's bigger or better or more awesome than yours and something that makes more sense, and you get angry about it, and since you get angry about it, you lash out. And when you lash out, you cuss at them, you yell at them, you insult them, you say you're going to beat their ass. How the fuck are you going to beat their ass? From behind you, what are you going to do? Reach through the computer screen and punch them in the face? You have an idea how much, when I'm online, I see you guys talking shit to all my friends and wrestlers that I know that I love and respect so much? You have any idea how much I want to stick my fist through a thing, through the television, to the freaking laptop computer screen and punch you guys in the face? Maybe like 5 or 6 times? Oh, yeah, it's pretty much every day now. You know, because some of the things you say to them, and the things that you say to these wrestlers when they try to tell you or try to educate you is so incredibly disrespectful. And I will never, ever make excuses for any of you, and I will never, ever respect any of you. It's so incredibly disrespectful, and it's over the top. It's jaw-dropping. I seriously cannot believe it. I don't understand how you guys can be so just that disrespectful to them. And all of this, the way that you treat the people involved, especially people like I'm talking about Quan Chang, and then you got my big brother Mikey every night, and then you got Riot, and then Ryan Render, who's a good friend of mine, who's an indie level wrestling referee. The way you talk to them and the way you treat them along with everybody else that's involved, it plays a big part in how you truly feel about the business overall. You get me? It plays a huge part in how you truly feel about the business. Maybe you don't believe that. If you don't believe that, you better start believing it. You got that? But just, you guys, I know I go on and on every day about smart marks, you know, and I'm trying to cut back on it because it gets kind of boring, and, you know, I do have a life and a job that I have to go to every day. I can't be worried about smart marks. I got to worry about myself before I worry about you more. As a matter of fact, some of y'all ain't even worth my time. You know what I mean? So, but yes, the thing that you say to them is just so incredibly disrespectful. I can never in a million years say the things that you say to them ever, ever, ever. Because these are the people, you know, that if you ever get into the wrestling business, say you do get into the wrestling business, these are the people that are going to vouch for you. You know, you're disrespecting them and talking shit to them and saying you're going to whoop their ass from behind a keyboard and all this shit. Say they meet you one day. You going to talk shit to them to their face? Probably not. Because I'm pretty sure that a lot of the people who sit behind the keyboards and threaten these guys and talk shit, not just wrestlers, but anybody in general, when you sit behind a keyboard and you talk shit, anybody who does that, 9 times out of 10, you're probably some fat, pimply face, out of shape virgin who still lives in his mommy's basement, who probably doesn't even have a job, and you probably get welfare checks, and you probably never even seen a tit or a clit. And yet, you want to sit here and you want to pass judgment on guys like John Cena, you want to pass judgment on guys like Triple H, and then anybody that actually tries to understand what they're doing and says, hey, I understand what Triple H is doing. I understand why John Cena is on top. It throws you into a murderous rage, and you call them as this guy that I watched on YouTube said, you call him a bitch ass pencil neck pussy. Because they have an opinion. I'm not going to say an opinion that differs from yours, because I hear that enough. I'm going to say an opinion that makes more sense than yours. A logical opinion, a rational opinion, an opinion that is formulated beforehand by actually rendering up some facts and doing some research and actually trying to understand and having talks with people, getting your facts together and then forming your opinion. People don't do that no more. People just formulate an opinion before they get the facts. 90% of you have no idea what's going on backstage. You don't know what it means to be held back. You don't know what it means to hog the spot. You don't know how John Cena or what John Cena showed to Vince McMahon and the WWE to get where he is. You don't know how much Triple H loves the wrestling business. You don't. Wait. I know what you guys think you know. Let's push JTG, right? Yes. Let's push JTG. JTG should be WWE champion. Wait. Not just JTG, but Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex. Those guys should have been WWE champion. Man, I guess you guys are right. The WWE is burying people. The WWE is burying people. Man, I guess you guys are right. The WWE is burying people because, you know, look at those guys. They're not even there no more. They were just a useless piece of the crap. Sorry. Anyway, let's take a little break and listen to some music, people. How about some Nickelback? Say this on the air. You know what? How I bring up Justin Bieber and all this crap and John Cena and all this crap and I compare it. It's the same exact shit, you guys. I don't know why you guys think that the Justin Bieber shit and the Justin Bieber hate is different from the John Cena hate. It's no fucking different. It's the same exact shit. It's just illogical, rational, stupid hate that people have for no apparent reason. I mean, you know how people say Justin Bieber's a douchebag? That people say, there are people out there that say John Cena's a douchebag. You know how people say Justin Bieber can't sing? People say John Cena can't wrestle. You know how people say Justin Bieber should retire from music? There are people out there that say John Cena should retire from wrestling. It's the same fucking shit, guys. And the reason, I mean, because there are some of you out there that think you're living by John Cena's rise above hate moniker, but you're not really doing that if you guys are loving John Cena, but you're hating on somebody like Bieber. Okay? John Cena calls it rise above hate for a reason. The reason I don't hate on guys like Justin Bieber and One Direction and all that shit is because I'm above that. I'm more mature than that. I'm smarter than that. I don't have time for that childish crap. Okay? They are where they are, and they worked hard for where they're at, and I have no problem with them being where they're at. Okay? I gotta be fair, and I gotta be logical. And people say, I know humans are hateful by nature. That may be true. Humans are hateful by nature. But I also say this. There is always a choice. Let me say that again. There is always a choice. A lot of you guys choose to be hateful. You guys don't have to be hateful. You choose to be hateful. Just like People choose to be hateful of John Cena. You guys don't have to be hateful of John Cena, but you choose to be. There is always a choice. Always, always a choice. I'm going to say it one last time. There is always a choice. So if you really believe in what John Cena says, if there are some John Cena fans that are listening to me right now, if you believe in what John Cena says, rise above hate. Will rise above that too. You will rise above all that childish crap. If you're somebody that likes to post memes and making fun of Bieber and making fun of One Direction and making fun of all these people, you will rise above that. Okay? Because some of you I know, and trust me, a lot of you know who you are, whoever is listening to this, you know exactly who you are. If you believe in rise above hate, cut the childish crap out. Okay? There's nothing wrong with Justin Bieber being around, just like there's nothing wrong with John Cena being around. It's the same exact fucking shit. Okay? It's the same exact shit. It's no different. Stop trying to compare. Stop trying to say, act like it's a different shit, because it isn't. You're just being biased. Just because one is wrestling and the other is singing and the other is music, that's the only difference. One is wrestling and the other is music. But other than that, it's the same exact kind of shit. People hate on these two guys, and they try to look for a flaw in everything they do. People hate on John Cena, and they try to look for a flaw in everything John Cena does. People hate on Justin Bieber, and they try to look for a flaw in everything Justin Bieber does. Now, I'm not saying that either guy is perfect, okay? I'm sure they've done some stupid things. I'm sure Justin Bieber has done some stupid things, and I'm sure John Cena has done some not-so-smart things. However, that does not make them bad people. You guys act like they're safe. You guys act like they're the worst people in the world. You guys act like you want them dead. And as somebody who actually cares about you guys, I'm going to tell you this, because nobody else will. And you're not going to hear it from anybody else. And you're not going to want to hear it from anybody else. And you're not going to listen to it from anybody else. Grow up. It's time. A lot of you guys that I talk to, that I see on Facebook posting this shit, you guys are adults. Act like it. I could sit around and hate on these two guys if I wanted to, but I choose not to. Because like I said, I'm above that. I am above hate. John Cena calls it rise above hate for a reason. If you guys really want to follow what rise above hate really means, if you guys think you're representing rise above hate and you're doing hateful shit like that, you're not rising above hate. You're adding on to the hate. You're embracing the hate. It's not like, you know, John Cena and Justin Bieber are two people, it's not like John Cena and Justin Bieber are, you know, Kanye West and the Kardashians and Snooki and all these people who you morons out there idolize. And you know what I mean? It's not like those jackasses. But I think it's time for you, a lot of you, to stop saying rise above hate and actually back up what rise above hate actually means. And some of you are probably going to think I'm bullshit. Some of you are not going to like this opinion. And you may not like it, but it's the truth. So, if you guys, any of you have a Rise Above Hate John Cena t-shirt, and you guys say Rise Above Hate, don't say it just because John Cena says it, okay? I'm not a John Cena fan, okay? And I still say Rise Above Hate. You know why? Because I believe in what that phrase means. I understand what that phrase means. Rise above hate. You got to put yourself above people being hateful, you know. Humans are hateful by nature. Yes, that is true. But like I'm going to say it again, there is always a choice. You can either rise above the hate, or you can add on to it. And we have enough people doing that in this world nowadays, adding on to hate. I'm not saying you guys have to like Justin Bieber or John Cena. None of you have to like them. But you need to respect them. You need to give them a break and get off their dicks. They have done absolutely nothing to either of you guys. They are not bad people. They are not the most horrible people in the world. Like, seriously, grow the fuck up. Okay? And to people who are listening to this, they know exactly who they are. I don't have to call any names. You know who you are. I do not have to call any names. And I'm not going to call any names. If you hear this, and you hear me talking about this, and you feel some type of way, then you're who I'm talking to. It's time that you turn Rise Above Hate
from just a phrase into a life code, a real life code. Stop walking around saying rise above hate when you don't even rise above the hate yourself. You get what I mean? That's my point. Stop walking around saying rise above hate when you don't even rise above the hate yourself. It all starts with you. Michael Jackson said that in Man in the Mirror. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. And that's a big, strong message, especially to all you smart marks out there. Get what I mean? And I know a lot of people out there are offended by the things I say on Facebook and all that, but it's the truth. There's very little people like me out there left to actually look at things from a logical point of view and not talk out of their ass and actually gathers up the facts before he formulates his opinion. It's not going to hurt you to formulate your opinion before you gather up. It's not going to hurt you to gather up the facts before you formulate your opinion. It's not going to kill you. Put your crummy little pride, aside. It's not important. Nobody cares about your pride. Put your ego aside. Rise above the hate. But when I say rise above the hate, I mean rise above it. I'm going to say it one last time. Rise above the hate. You're supposed to, any of you out there that scream rise above hate, just because John Cena says it, I'm sorry, but you're a fucking follower. You're a fucking puppet. Okay, and you're just saying it because John Cena said it, and you said it because it's cool. John Cena says it for a reason. John Cena says it for all the right reasons. He's saying it for the, he probably, 9 times out of 10, he says it for a lot of right reasons that I'm saying right now. And ever since he said that, I keep that as a moniker in my life. I rise above hate. All of you, you guys just say rise above hate. You don't actually rise above the hate. You guys add on to that. You don't rise above it. That's what you guys do. So I'm going to say one last time. If you really believe in the words of John Cena, they go rise above hate, then you will truly rise above the hate. That means you will stop the Justin Bieber hating, you will stop the Beyonce hating, you will stop the John Cena hating, you will stop all this bullshit. I'm not saying you got to be fans of them. I'm not a fan of John Cena. I'm not a fan of Justin Bieber. I'm sort of a fan of Beyonce, but I'm not a huge fan. But still, even if I wasn't, I would not hate on her like crazy like all of you are. Stop trying to look for a flaw in everything that they do and stop getting excited over every little piece of bad information that comes out about them. All that shit that you do, that I just called out, when you do that, you're not rising above hate. You're adding on to it. And we have enough hate in this world already. Do you want to make the world a better place? Do you want to become a better person? Then don't do it just because the t-shirt says do it. Do it because it's the right thing to do. There's always a choice. Now, moving on. As I close out tonight's show, I hope everybody's going to have a, you know, I don't know, 2014 hopefully will be a good year for me and everybody else, you know. Hopefully there's some of my good friends listening to this. I hope everybody, you know, has had a great New Year's Eve, you know, I'm pretty sure. I hope 2013 was a great year for all of you, and I wish all of you, every last one of you, all of my listeners, a very, 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 very happy, blessed, and safe 2014. And hopefully, as far as wrestling goes, we will see some great roller. We will be in for a great roller coaster ride this year. And we'll see some crazy things that we've never been privileged to see before. And as long as the smart marks don't lose their minds, which I'm pretty sure they will anyway, but maybe hopefully we'll rise above them. I'm talking to the real fans of the smart marks. Let's wipe them out. They should have been wiped out a long time ago. Anyway, guys, I love y'all. Happy New Year. Peace out.